In Nevada, the Trump campaign filed a lawsuit this week seeking images of the signatures of every registered voter in Democratic-leaning Clark County, a potential first step towards challenging individual votes on grounds that the signed ballots don't match the signatures on file. In Texas, Republican office holders and candidates sued this week to have more than 100,000 votes invalidated. The GOP has asked a judge to declare illegal. And the United States passed 9 million COVID-19 cases on Friday. Nearly 230,000 Americans have died since the pandemic began. A fall surge in infections has the number of cases rising in all but three states. The governors of New York and New Jersey are asking residents to take the proper precautions, wearing masks, maintaining social distance, and avoiding unnecessary holiday travel. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As he has in other states recently, President Trump's re-election campaign slammed free speech stifling dictates in Minnesota that limited attendance at a Friday evening rally, billing the move as a partisan shot by the state's Democratic leadership. Meantime, Michigan and Minnesota's importance to Tuesday's election between Trump and Biden has overshadowed their role in deciding Senate control. Democrats need to gain 3 to 4 Senate seats for a majority. Sean Connery, the Scottish actor whose 5-decade-long movie career was dominated by the role of James Bond, has died at the age of 90, according to the producers of the James Bond series. Connery, who was awarded a knighthood in 2000 for his contribution to the arts, played the British spy in 7 movies, beginning with Dr. No in 1962, the first of the Bond movies. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Donald Trump and Joe Biden came to different corners of Wisconsin Friday, but they may as well have been in different worlds. The Republican president brought thousands of people together in Green Bay, where he contended the Democratic nominee would endanger the economy. Biden, wearing a mask and speaking to a small, socially distanced crowd, ripped into Trump in Milwaukee, saying he had neglected his obligation to shield the country from the coronavirus pandemic. A second laptop connected to Hunter Biden was reportedly confiscated by the Drug Enforcement Agency in February. NBC learned that the DEA took Biden's laptop into custody while executing a search warrant at the office of former celebrity psychiatrist Keith Ablow in Massachusetts. Biden was not under investigation, but it's unclear why his laptop, which was returned to his lawyer, was at the scene at all. And it's time for a change, as Val Dior reports.
You'll need to fall back, as they say. In other words, set your clock back 1 hour Sunday morning, technically at 2 a.m. High-tech devices like phones will reset time for you. However, many of us set our manual clocks back before hitting the hay Saturday night. Another good tip, use this time change as a reminder to check or replace batteries in your smoke detectors. Your local fire department can help find new detectors if need be.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jim Taylor.